This is the Sisters of Revolution. I was inspired by the women of the Black Panther Party. A lot of times people look at the women of the Black Panther Party, and other than what people see about them being radical, they look at them as rank and file, or like they were pencil pushers, or people who just stayed in the offices all day, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Everybody was trained. They were responsible for the free breakfast program, the newsletters, the papers, the propaganda that was going out. They took a lot of these tasks into their own hand, and they made sure that the party stayed afloat even when the leadership was in turmoil. So I felt like this was like an ode to them and the way that they held the party up. The biggest thing for me was camaraderie. And just like the way that they were all together, like I always saw groups of two and three, like female Panthers always. And it's like this idea that like, I feel like I'm quoting like rap lyrics, but like, it's like we ride together, like, you know? So like, I like that idea that there's strength in numbers in that way. And the fact that they're always ready to challenge another's thinking, another's writing, it just kept, without it getting emotional. You know, a lot of times I look at other people in the party, like some of the leaders, and it's like they would bump heads and it became about ego and they would forget some of the other things that were, you know, some of the important things that were like under those clashes. But some of the, like the women here would talk about, I didn't have time to be in an ego clash with one of my sisters because we had to make sure that we were up at 5 a.m. to feed all these kids before they got to school. So just always keeping their eye on what the bigger goal was and staying together. That was like one of the biggest things that like I would love people to take away from like the power of this kind of friendship and camaraderie. At first, this was on like a loose piece of canvas, but then I ended up framing it just because I thought it was a little bit stronger this way. A lot of these photos are black and white. So a lot of times I'm working with photos that are black and white just because out of the time they came in. So it gives me an opportunity to either paint that history as accurate as I think or to let like my own imagination come in. And I thought it was more powerful to let some of the kids see some of the melanin come in. And even if it wasn't accurate for each person, just the different shades that you could see across everybody, the purple hues on people, the red, the deep browns, this idea of finding blackness in all these different forms. The embossed letters was, this was actually originally a painting of Malcolm X. So I was just explaining that in 2021, I actually lost my house in a fire. And I lost a ton of artwork, ton of materials. And this was something that came back to me half burnt. But I just thought it would be more powerful to repurpose it. So right now it does have sold in it Malcolm X. And but I just thought that it had to live on. So like if there's an X-ray under here, you'll probably see that painting one day, but half of it is gone, so. This idea of repurposing everything, that nothing really is waste, and it felt like it just needed to be repurposed, just because there was so much time that I had put into the canvas, and it wasn't just for the Malcolm X, just learning how to reshape things that are broken. I feel like a lot of times when things are broken or burnt, people want to discard them, and sometimes if we just found ways to repurpose them or strengthen them, we wouldn't be so worried about wasting materials that are still have a lot of use to me.